it'll see that it's going to ring and make the phone call. And I will pick up the call. And what we're going to do here is we're just going to practice the process of transferring over, okay? And so you'll start with the script, and you're just going to go through the script, okay? We're going to keep it really simple, really short. I'm not going to give you any objections, anything like that, okay? What I want you guys to practice is when you get to questions like, I'm sure you can handle more business, or the qualifying questions, how we start notating the account, all right? And then, of course, the transfer over at the end. That's the main focus. So the pitch won't be difficult. It'll be really smooth, okay? So, for example, you made the phone call. We're going to do ABC Plumbing, all right? Again, making it easy. And you start pitching. Hi, is this ABC Plumbing? Great, my name is Andrew. I'm over here at Local Splash. How are you today? Good. I'm looking for the person who handles the online advertising. Would that be you by chance? Wonderful. I'm calling to speak with you about listing ABC on the first page of Google for the keywords in your area. Oh, what's that? Your name's Joe? Once I get the name of the person I'm speaking to, I jump back into DigiDial, and I always add the name in the first name box here. Okay? If it's already there, obviously I'm going to use it in my pitch, but if it's not and I get it in the call, I'm going to add it here. Okay? I then continue with my script. So, Joe, what that means for you is anytime anyone does a search for any of the services that you provide, like plumbing services, we make sure ABC Plumbing pops up on that first page. Now, I'm sure you can handle more business, right? Yes. So at this point, guys, what you can do is it says add note to the template. A lot of agents, guys, will take the template, and you can find this in the script tab at the very top right here to make your life easy. You can also find it in the script at the very bottom here also. Two different ways where you can copy and paste it, okay? But you're going to take this, and you're going to paste it here in the comment section. What I like to do is I like to minimize my call notes and maximize my comments, and that way I can post it here and put in the answers to the questions, making it really easy. Again, if you feel like there's a lot of clutter here and it's overlapping, please let me know, and we'll have OJ take a look and fix it. In fact, maybe I can fix it now. I think I learned how. We fixed Will's earlier. Huge difference. Major difference. Will can actually see what he's doing now, okay? So, yeah, Abdul.
Yeah, so, excuse me.
Okay.
I was trying to log in into my BT account.
Okay.
The campaign is not loading.
Okay, this is usually might be because some of the passwords or credentials were incorrect. And so we want to make sure that the phone login and phone password are your extension. User login is your extension, and then user password local/12, right? If you've corrected all that information, you ensure that it's accurate, then click on the refresh campaign button, and it should populate the new hire campaign for you. Okay, if you have any issues, let me know and you can share a screen and we can do it. We can take a look together.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're good. You guys should all be on pause code training, by the way, right? Because we're in training right now. So if you aren't, just go ahead and click on pause code and then click on training. Okay, are you good, Abdul? Abdul, you're muted if you're talking. I can't hear you. Are you okay? Are you with us?
Almost. Just give me a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries. You can also, if you want, if you prefer, you can share screen and I can walk you through it if you think that'll help. Just let me know if you have any trouble, okay?
Still not loading.
Okay, no worries. So go ahead and share screen with me. Let's just take a quick look and see what's happening. Okay. Okay. So your user login is your extension, which you have correct. Great job. The user password is local/12. Nice. So then click on refresh campaign list. And now click on new hire campaign. There you go. Cool. Good job. Okay, so your phone password is your extension. So we just confused phone password and user password. So delete the phone password and type in 2693. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. And we should be good. Beautiful. Just taking a second to load. I see you're using Wi-Fi. Do you have a hard line, Abdul?
The only person in this conference.
Yeah, okay, you're good. You can click on OK here. What this just means is you were logged into a different session before this one. There you go. Fully connected.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I was going to say, Abdul, I see you're using a Wi-Fi. Do you have a hard line? Do you have an Ethernet connection available?
Yeah, I do.
Beautiful. Okay, so before we jump on phone calls this afternoon, absolutely connect the Ethernet cable. It's going to make a world of difference when you're taking phone calls, right? Okay?
Sure. It's my second device.
Yeah, you're good. I know you have two computers. You're good. You can stop sharing. Thanks. Yeah. But I just want to make sure because it's really difficult when there's a delay because you work so hard on your pitch only to run into leads and they can't hear you. And it's so frustrating when the tech doesn't work. You know what I mean? So, okay.
Yeah.
So hard line all the way. All right, guys. So where were we? Going through a pitch. Okay. When I get to this part of the script where I'm going through the handle more business, a lot of agents take the template and they paste it here and they put a yes here. Okay. Now, to be completely honest with you and Frank, you know that this handle more business question is going to be a yes if you get to the qualifying questions. Why? Because if this is a no and you rebuttal it and it doesn't work, then you never get to the qualifying questions. Make sense? So whenever you get to the qualifying questions, this answer is always going to be yes. You guys following? Okay. So what I actually prefer or suggest you guys do is you wait until you ask this question. All right? When you ask this question and transition to the qualifying questions, that's a really easy time to grab the template real quick from the script and paste it here, okay? If you like having it on your copy and somebody picks up the phone, you can immediately paste it if you want at the very top. You could absolutely do that too. But in my experience, you get a lot of people that give you objections and hang up on you in the beginning. So I usually wait until I get to the qualifying questions before I paste the template here and start filling in the blanks. To be honest, my template actually saves the why here because, again, I don't paste it here until I get to the qualifying questions anyway, right? And by that point, this is always going to be a yes, okay? Everybody following? Okay. So now that I go through the qualifying questions, great. Does that make sense? Wonderful. Let's see if this would be a good fit. How far you want to travel for new clients? 25 miles. So I'm going to go and hit here, 25 miles, perfectly fine. Okay. If they say, I'll go all the way to Texas, you do not need the mile radius. Just say, oh, Texas? Great, Texas. Okay. They might tell you, oh, I'll go all the way to zip code 95661848. Great. Type it in. No worries. Even though that's obviously not a zip code, right? It's a little bit long. But you get my point. You don't need the exact mile radius where you're like, well, do the calculation. Is it 75 miles or is it 80, Bob? Because I need to know. You don't need that, okay? Just get the answer. How far do you want to travel to? Oh, Idaho? Got it. Perfect. Are you licensed? Yes. Are you insured? No. No problem. We can still help. Are you the sole owner? Do you have a partner? Sole owner is probably going to be the answer most of the time, okay? You can also put an S here if you want to. I have a habit of typing out sole. I personally like seeing the word sole there. It's a weird, anyway, up to you. Or, of course, P or has P or has partner also works. The fact is your note says has partner means they said they have a partner, but you rebutted with, I'm sure you can make the final decision on your own today, right? And they say yes. That's when you would leave a note like this because you're not going to TO it if they have a partner and can't make the decision, right? You would only TO it if they have a partner, but you rebutted it. So leaving a note like this is perfectly fine, okay? If you really want to, you can also notate things like is DM if you want to be really clear. Because then it's like, look, regardless of how many partners, how many investors, This is the DM. You're speaking with DM Joe to be even more clear with the closer, okay? It also helps is like, is DM has a sister, right? Is DM wants to know before speaking with his friend Bob. Whatever. You can add a note here. But the idea is we're looking to confirm, hey, do you have the person on the phone who can make the decision on their own today? Or is there someone else I should be aware of in the conversation so it doesn't pop up on the closer? That being said, guys, sometimes they'll tell you they're the decision maker, and then they talk to the closer, and all of a sudden the price comes up, and, oh, I have a partner now. It happens, okay? But that being said, you want to notate it here for them. And then lastly, the hook. When you're first starting off on phone calls, I don't expect you guys to have a hook on your TOs. That being said, it's great to have a hook because it's going to help you improve your conversion, and I will be looking for this starting next week. We're a little more comfortable with our pitch and our role-playing, okay, and our script work, okay? In the hook, you essentially just want to notate the reason why you feel like they would move forward today, okay? This can be found in your qualified TO factors document where it breaks down different examples like needs, website, okay? Or maybe they just want the better price. Or maybe he has three locations, okay, whatever. All right, the different reasons why they would be moving forward or something you want the closer to focus on, you can put it in here, all right? Again, it's not an expectation of you your first week, but I do want you guys to start using your active listening skills, and if someone does mention something like, I need 17 keywords, right? Great, put it in here. I spelled keywords wrong, but you get it, okay? That's what the hook is, all right? Everybody understand? So this is essentially what your notes will look like at the end of your qualifying questions. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward, okay? And at this point, I go back to my script and I finish off my tie-down. Okay, great, Joe. Once we find an eligible business today, we stop these calls to the area so we don't work with your competition. Does that make sense? Great. Let me put the details and get the pricing for you. If we could generate the results you're looking for, I'm sure you'd consider moving forward today with us, right? Once I get the yes, I'm going to push TO. So check out this process, okay? Stay with me. I get the yes. I go to my TO button and I click TO here. Once I click TO, this will pop up and I've confirmed we're good. I go back to my script and I keep going. Perfect. You're going to love this. I want to get all your questions addressed. One moment, please. I come back to Vici and I can tighten up my notes, fix some of the spelling errors, add the first name if I missed it earlier, etc. Within about 30 seconds, usually faster, you will get a response. And this response will look like this. Boom. Now that you have this, you say, great. One moment. Let me grab my director. I'm going to get you all the details. Give me 1 second. I like to copy this number here. Control C. If you want to memorize it, that's fine too. I prefer to copy it. Click on OK. Transfer conference box. You then paste the phone number, the extension into the number call box. Click consultative. Click commit. I'm going to do that one more time just so on the same page. Okay. So I go from here. I'm pitching. I go to my, great. You would consider moving forward today, right? Yes. Great. Click on TO. Transfer successful. Wonderful. I wait for this to pop up. Copy this. Great. One moment while I get my director, Joe. You're going to love it. Transfer conference. Paste. Consult to the checkbox. Commit button. Okay. At this point, I can take my time, make sure everything looks right before I click my DAO with customer button. And when I'm ready, I'll say, great, Joe, one moment. Let me get you my director, DAO with customer. You'll hear a beep sound, and then you'll hear the closer. Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Andrew, blah, 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 blah. Then you click leave through a call. Okay? Perfect. So that's the concept, guys. I'm now going to do it one time all the way through, so without stopping and explaining it, but just doing it so you can see it in its entirety, okay? And then I'll hand the microphone over, essentially, and we'll get you guys to start doing some of these mock ones, all right? Any questions for me so far about anything? No? Feeling good? Okay, cool. Okay, back to the top here. Here we go, nice and easy. This usually won't be here, right? This may or may not be here. For this example, I'm going to remove it, all right? Just so you can imagine what it would look like if you don't have it. Now again, usually I have the template copied already and it's on my like clipboard for copy C all the time. So I'm usually going to have it here so I don't necessarily have to jump over and take it. But if you, again, you want it, it's right here. And again, it's at the bottom of your opener script, okay, for the template. You can also paste it on like a sticky note and put the sticky note up somewhere if you want to. All options for you, okay? Cool. Here we go. Ring, ring. Call comes in. Hi, is this ABC? Great, my name's Andrew. I'm over here at Locust Flash. How are you today? Oh, nice to meet you, Leo. Leo, the reason for my call today is I wanted to speak with you about listing the company ABC Plumbing on the first page of Google for the keywords in the area. Now, you're the person who handles that, right? Wonderful. So you've done a search on Google before, correct? So what this means to you, Leo, is anytime anyone does a search for any of the services that you provide, like plumbing services, leaks, water damage, we will make sure ABC Plumbing comes up on that first page. Now, I'm sure you're familiar, and I'm sure you can handle more business, right? Great. The reason I've called you today is that we have that first page position available in your area. This listing would be exclusive to you and is designed to generate a positive return on investment, bringing the jobs you're looking for directly from Google. Does that make sense? Great. So a couple questions for you. What's the service area you want to work in? How far you want to travel for a new client? 50 miles. Wonderful. And are you licensed and insured, Leo? You are. Great. Wonderful. Are you also the sole owner or do you have a partner? Oh, you have a partner? No worries. To confirm, you can make the final decision on behalf of the company today, right? Beautiful. So, Leo, I know you're going to love this. Once we find an eligible business today, we stop these calls to the area, and we won't work with your competition. Does that make sense? Great. Let me put the details for you. I'm sure if we could generate more business for you and get the results you're looking for, you're going to love this service, and you're going to want to move forward with us today, right? Oh, sure. Great. Give me one moment while I get the details. Now, Leo, again, I think you're really going to like how this service works. It's different from some of the other services that are out there. Give me a second. I want to get all your questions addressed, all right? Wonderful. Dial with customer. Pick up, leave the right call. Okay? Guys following? Yep. One second. Feeling good?